You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
75 degrees today. It could be the warmest Rockies home opener in history.
I was just reading that. That's great for me because I got to be down there.
Yeah, you'll be out playing.
Although I'm pretty pissed, Dom. Every year I wear a funny baseball shirt for opening day because I just don't GAF. And last night at about 3 in the afternoon, I guess, I got the notice from Amazon that says, your funny shirts are delayed until today at 10 p.m. And I had an awesome polo lined up that was covered in hot dogs wearing baseball hats. And it was really good. It was really funny, and I'm pissed off that I don't get to wear it. So now it's coming today, and I'm just going to turn around and return it. I was like, there's no other occasion that I'll ever
wear
that.
Why don't you
save
it for next year?
I thought about that, but then I was like, it was like 40 bucks. I was like, I might just return it. And
you know, that's what you get for waiting until Wednesday to order.
I know. I totally forgot. I was like, I got to get my shirt.
Big dummy.
But it was supposed to come yesterday. It fully said it would be here yesterday. And then
that's how spoiled delayed. We are. Something that we order online, we now, if it doesn't come within 24 hours, we're like,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I am the same way.
Yeah, like, come on. I'm relying on you.
Anyway, 75 would be a record high for a Rockies home opener. Currently, the record is 74. Mm. So we'll see. Mix 100 is going to be downtown in Lodo. Jeremy will be there. The Mix 100 crew will be there. Starting at about 10 a.m., Jer will probably get down there sometime by, what, noon or so?
God, I hope so. I don't know if I'm supposed to leave the show early today, but I'm not.
Well, you
There's a shuttle thing that they're doing because we got to park at Ball, and they're shuttling us down, and it's only certain time. I don't think I will, though.
Well, you can.
I think I'll
Friday,
stick around.
Friday, rattle off.
We'll be at the Chop House, though. Yeah, Chop House. Yeah. That's where we'll be.
It's right next to Coors Field, so stop in and see the crew today when you're going down to party for opening day with the Rocks. Are they going to get a win?
Merp, 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 merp.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Never know. Stranger things have happened. I am bummed. I've been planning for 7 years to go to this total solar eclipse. And, you know, it's funny because for at least 6 months, people are saying, where are you going to go for the eclipse? And I have to answer the same way every time. I don't know yet. I'm waiting to look at the forecast. I think people who make plans and book hotel rooms and flights, I'm like, why are you doing that? I mean, if you pick a spot that's got then thunderstorms and overcast, then you're screwed. So I always wait, this will be my second time, to wait and then, you know, day before or 2 days before, get in the car and take off to the area where they think it's going to be the sunniest. Well, now all the forecasts are saying the vast majority of the path of this eclipse could be covered in clouds.
Yep. It doesn't look good.
It looks bad.
Well, then skip it. Skip it.
Nope. Not going to skip
going?
It. So it was going to be me and Gretchen and Zoe, her daughter, three of us in the car. Now it's beginning to look like the places with the best chance of clear skies are you ready for this? Vermont and Maine.
That's a long drive.
A Vermont drive for me would be close to 18 hours, and that's not figuring in any stops.
Oh, God.
Maine would be like 22 hours.
Oh, God.
Gretchen said, I'm out. She goes, I'm not doing that to my body.
I'm with her. So I'm like, that sounds horrible.
I'm going one way or the other, so I'm going to be in the car for days. Well, I'll load up with my audiobooks and everything. And
yeah. That sounds stupid.
Well, then I'll be stupid. But I'm going to do it.
Okay.
The thing is, I know Zoe's going to insist that she still wants to go. And I'm like, do I want to do 4 days in the car with no buffer with a 21-year-old college student?
No. There's going to be a lot of likes and...
Yeah. It's, I don't want to be rude and say, hey, put your headphones on and listen to your stuff.
Yeah. That sounds horrible.
Look, I love her to pieces. She's funny and she's a blast to be around. But I'm trying to think of the two of us, you know, 4 days together in the car.
Nah, that sounds horrible. That sounds really bad.
So, you know, and it'd have to be two hotel rooms each night, you know,
it
and
would.
I'm like, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to room with a 22-year-old college, and she's my stepdaughter.
Nah, that's creepy.
So
nobody's gonna be, that's
but
super
it's,
creepy.
Yeah, it's just kind of creepy. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I don't know. Maybe Gretchen will talk her out of it. Say, no, look, you're 21. You're going to have a couple of more eclipses in your lifetime.
Yeah.
So.
So what's the plan then? I mean, you're going to probably leave tomorrow or what?
Listen, there were places that I was planning to drive that were 6 hours from my house. Not bad at all. And I was going to leave Sunday and go within a, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours. So I'm not in the path of it. So the hotel rooms are sold out or $1,000 a night.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay somewhere outside of the zone.
Yeah.
And then that morning get up, you know, early and drive to wherever I wanted to go. Now I'm thinking I'm going to have to leave Saturday.
Yeah, I would think so to get there.
You know? And take a couple of days to get up close, relatively close, and then day of get up and finish the trip.
And stare at the sky and
then it's
start
be,
the trip back.
And then the trip back is going to be a bitch. Because
you're going to have to go straight through unless you want to miss another day.
Well, I'm missing Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have to leave Monday after the eclipse, go as far as I can. I mean, if it's 22 hours.
That's a lot. You're going to need 2 days. That's too much. You're going to get blood clots.
Yeah, so.
Well, have fun. I will say I don't understand it. I don't get it, but I know a lot of people do, and a lot of people are passionate about it. But this is up there for me, like with people that stand in line for the new Star Wars movies and dress up for comic conventions. And now you're staring at the sky. I don't understand it, but I'm happy
for
you.
That's all right.
I'm happy.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
It's not.
I understand. I definitely get that. Here's the thing. Here's how selfish I am about it. I wish more people sort of felt like you so that there's not as many people driving into these areas and the packed number of people. But the other side of it is my heart is happy that so many people are interested in the science of it. Because you know me, big science nerd and doing news for nerds. I'd love to see more people have a really solid interest in it, just not driving where I'm driving. And that's another, I guess that's another issue. Because when... If the whole country was, like, sunny, you know, with no clouds, then everyone would be diffused and spread out over, you know, thousands of miles, right?
Yep.
But now, there's might be a whole swarm of millions of people all trying to get into Vermont and Maine.
Right.
You know, it's like
and
everyone
Maine's
who
not
was,
that big. It's going to get full fast.
Everyone who was going, say, to Indiana or Arkansas or something is not going to be, well, we're going to Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, take some pictures of some lighthouses and stuff while you're out there, too.